With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Not long ago, New York Magazine published a profile of the writer Harold Brodkey, titled The Genius, strong praise for a middle-aged writer who has published just two books of short stories 30 years apart, and who has been working for much of his adult life on a still unpublished novel. Brodkey, whose new collection is called Stories in an Almost Classical Mode, shrugs off the term genius, even though test scores suggested that he was a genius as early as the first grade.
Then it was a little nerve-wracking because it does suggest something that you have to do in the future, level of citizenship or of accomplishment that you have to live up to.
But Harold Brodkey sees the word genius as more of a generic term.
You can call me a genius. A lot of people call me. It's not going to change anything. It's not going to enlarge my income or change my work habits or enlarge the number of readers particularly. It's simply a way of describing an effect of the stories.
Several prominent writers and critics have hailed Brodkey as an exceptional artist. His stories, many built around a protagonist named Wiley, clearly Brodkey himself, are often complex and sometimes moving, many focusing on the memory of childhood. Brodkey is not an easy read. He deliberately skirts commercial accessibility.
In each section of the novel, or in each of these stories, there's an earlier version of it which is commercially feasible. And when I get to that point, then I sort of partly relax and I partly tense up, and then the real writing begins.
Harold Brodkey's book, Stories in an Almost Classical Mode, was published by Knopf. Meanwhile, anticipation builds over Brodkey's long-awaited first novel, which he says will go to his publisher sometime next year. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The big new collection of short fiction by Harold Brodkey, Stories in an Almost Classical Mode, might be seen as a prelude to his forthcoming first novel, a book Brodkey has been writing for years and now says is on the verge of completion.
No one has seen the novel. The one who's seen most of it is my wife.
In 1976, Farrar, Straus, and Giroux claimed that Brodkey had delivered the novel, titled Party of Animals, but Brodkey says that was PR hype. The publishing house only saw a fraction of his book and wanted that changed.
Always been a reasonable, lovable, temperate, you know, just adorable human being.
And I said, see that.
I said, well, sure. Show me, 100-150 pages of how you think it should be done. And they showed it to me, and it sounded like everybody else's novel. It was a good book, their way. It just wasn't mine.
Some of the tales in Brodkey's new short story collection were culled from that novel in progress. Many of the stories focus on a Midwestern childhood, the youth's relationship with an adoptive mother, a grandmother, a household maid.
It's mostly about women and children with grown men holding up the world in which these people exist. I mean, the grown men exist as these tremendous powers and sources of reference, but they don't really appear in the stories as often as women do or as children do.
Harold Brodkey's Stories in an Almost Classical Mode was published by Knopf, and Brodkey says his long-awaited novel will be delivered to his editor next year.
Now it's possible that it's the publicity or the hype or whatever, the talk that's built up makes it possible to print it.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Harold Brodkey admits he's running scared. He staked virtually all of his literary career on a single novel, a book he's been working on for decades, and which Brodkey doesn't expect to finish until sometime next year.
How much of your waking day are you scared? And I'm scared when I open a magazine. I'm scared that I'll be in it. I'm scared that I won't be in it. I'm scared of what other writers are. You know, American masculine life is sort of like open combat, about 16 waking hours.
Brodkey was also worried about the reception to his book of short fiction, Stories in an Almost Classical Mode, published by Knopf in September.
3 days, I guess, before the galleys arrived at Knopf, I just stopped sleeping totally. And part of me doesn't care.
Harold Brodkey isn't sure how many pages of his novel in progress he has written, up to 6,000, he thinks. His wife reportedly has hidden parts of his manuscript to keep him from further tinkering. Brodkey says his book is long because it is, in part, an epic.
The dream that may only take 30, 40, 90 seconds of actual time, but they often tend to have an epic structure. And the epic structure is almost the basic storytelling structure.
Harold Brodkey tells of complaining to a friend about the success of pitcher Dwight Gooden.
She's tremendously young, and he gets $1 million a year. And here I am, I'm tremendously old, and I get 4 packs of bubble gum a year. And she said, yeah, Harold, but look, he goes out on a regular schedule, and he gives this audience exultation. But at the same time, when he fails, he fails. There's no reason why I can't be like that on a lifetime basis.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.